from the puzzle entries to our inbox now to read what you have to say about last week's show. In one segment, guest host Lynn Neary talked to NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax about calls from some economists to raise the eligibility age for early Social Security benefits. Phil Kalina of Reston, Virginia writes, Marilyn Geewax noted that the unemployment rate for people over 55 is the highest it's been in 60 years because jobs aren't available to older workers. Consider, for example, technology jobs. Technology changes so quickly that there's no way a worker will learn all they need in school. In fact, the most productive workers are those who can learn new skills on the job. Accomplished older workers excel at this. They've done it for many years. It is ageist to stereotype workers by asserting that younger workers' skills are fresher. There was strong reaction to Lynn's interview with Andrew Ferguson about his new book, Crazy You, One Dad's Crash Course in Getting His Kid into College.
When you start to fill out an application, a college application, which is really just a questionnaire, which is very simple to fill out, but the hard part is the college essay. The college essays are generally questions that call upon emotions that don't necessarily come easily to a kid like mine.
Jesse Miller of Marshall, North Carolina writes, if at age 17 or 18, a child or young adult cannot write an essay about themselves, is that person qualified to go to college? The parent won't be in the classroom or be responsible for any mistakes, nor should the parent be responsible for getting the child into college. And many of you echoed Joe McHenry of Navarre, Ohio, who objected to another part of the interview. He writes, in your story, your guest seemed proud that his son's only requirements for a college are to paint his chest with the school colors and major in beer. We cannot afford that kind of thinking, considering our economic reality. Whether you want to object, correct, or just reflect, your comments are most welcome. Go to our website, npr.org, and click on the link that says Contact the Show. You can also post a note on Facebook. Go to NPR Weekend.